This is our SBNB Update, episode 108, the RuneScape Lockdown. Hello everybody, this is RSBNB Update, episode 108 for July 12th, 2007. We are here with a panel of RuneScape experts, I hope, right?
Experts? What the hell are you on?
Yeah, you're an expert, right? At fishing and basket weaving.
What, an expert at sitting at a screen and clicking?
Yes.
That's not an expert, that's just a person who needs a life.
No, but strategy is required.
No, it's not, you just right-click.
But there
anyway,
is.
Anyway, I'm Brad.
Me. Yes, Brad is here. The real Brad. You were here last week, I think, right?
Yeah, I was here with Mark.
Okay. And Trekkie?
Hello.
Who is in the San Francisco Bay Area. We have some assignments for you.
Say what?
I'll tell you later.
Nobody knows what Shane's going on about. Ever.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay, so... RuneScape updates this week. The player-owned house's room increase. Basically, they've increased rooms so that when you're level 99, you will have 30 rooms. 96, 29, 92, 28, 86, 27, 80, 26, 74, 25, 68, 24, 62, 23, 56, 22, and 50, 21. So basically, as you can see, it goes up as your level goes higher. I know I'm happy about this, but I'm really not going to tear down my entire house because my entire house is actually pretty expensive, and I don't want to have to do that.
Dude, but you can salvage them, huh?
Yeah, and I don't want to lose my KQ head.
That's some good head.
Oh.
That old joke,
Brad.
Yeah, that's Trekkie's original joke.
I hate you. Oh. You know, I'm trying to figure out if I should build a garden around my house or just put it in a dungeon.
Do the garden.
Okay.
Dungeon, it fits more with your evil persona.
I'm not evil. You're evil, Brad. You're always evil.
They also,
we're completely opposite.
They also, you find out what items you keep when you die.
That's kind of stupid.
Oh,
well, anyway.
As if you didn't know by looking at your inventory...
Well, no. Well, you don't. I don't know which items I'll keep when I die.
Oh, before you die,
there's this
good.
Little
that
button you click, pops up a window, and it shows what items you'll keep on death.
Because I used to know, like, whenever updates used to come out, like, with items, people used to actually test that by purposely killing themselves and losing stuff.
You remember the three dragon long and whip scam?
Oh, yeah.
Which one was that?
In the wilderness, where God gives you three dragon longs and a whip
noted.
To fight in his movie. Yeah, noted.
Or,
and then
or a mage top or something like that. Anything that'll protect over a whip.
And then what you do is he'll get you scald, and then he'll kill you in the movie, and he gets your whip.
If you fall for that, by the way, or have fallen for that, you are so dumb. You should just quit this game now.
You shouldn't even go in the wilderness unless you have a purpose.
To kill something.
We don't PK anyway, so this doesn't really affect us very much. Only chance we'll die is if we're doing a quest.
I hardly ever
die. I guess it's nice to know what you would lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess it'll help the RC people or something. I don't know.
I just like to know that sometimes I won't lose my fire cape.
Yeah. Well, okay. At least they fixed the...
You have a fire cape now.
Yes.
Well, at least... Well, at least they ended up. They fixed the combat bug for the player-owned houses.
What's that?
Remember when you kill somebody in arena, they can kick them out of the house and automatically die, and you lose all your stuff.
Oh, really?
I thought they'd fixed that
remember?
Before.
Nope, never did.
I didn't know about that.
They never fixed until this week. Well, yeah. Remember when the update says like if did somebody leave?
No.
Well, like remember what they said? Like in this week's update was like, okay, if you lose your health, you go when you leave the house, you get full health and stuff like that.
I see. Oh right, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good player owned house changes this week. That's the damage update that they did. So I don't know. I think no more scamming. I think that the death thing is good anyway, because that prevents scamming as well, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what, Shane? You know what? Remember the time when you came to my house and we fight a little bit in my little matchbox thing?
Boxing ring.
Yeah,
you have a crap memory, Shane.
Only house I remember going to is Lance's house, who's in the desert.
You've been to my house, Shane.
I remember when Player and Houses first came out and we all went around each other's houses.
I think mine was
the best.
Junk. Mine is the best now, dude. Mine's like a mansion.
Do you have two fountains?
Piece of crap. Yes.
Do you have two fountains? Yes. Oh.
Okay, moving onwards. Yeah. Mithril Dragon's attack is no longer protected by Protect from Magic.
So they're making it.
So that's like your. That's like the blowing tat. That's like the blowing. Blowing
fire. Yeah, but then like.
Mithril Dragons blow.
Yeah, they blow fire.
Yeah,
but the thing is that. When I was there, a lot of people were just ranging and maging them, and they were so far away, the Dragon Breath doesn't do anything. No. And they were, like, using a range attack or something.
Yeah, well, that's fixed now, so it's not protected by magic. Speaking of dragons, this past weekend I was watching something on Discovery about how ancient dragons were, like, supposedly real in Romania.
And they still believe it's real in China.
And guess who was narrating it?
No! I bet it's that bloke from Star Trek.
Patrick
What's
Stewart.
His name? Yeah, Patrick Stewart. Good
Bald
God.
Guy.
Okay. Bird graphical update, which includes ducks, gulls, tarot birds, and jubblies.
Jubblies are huge now.
Yeah.
You have huge jubblies.
Also, they updated the level. They updated the level 6 mugger.
You know what? I think it would be a lot better if they like start putting muggers all over the place in free to play. Think about it, man. All
Stop
those autowares keep getting hit. Yep.
Okay.
All those autowares. I mean, yeah, you know, like those. You know those spots where I'm talking about, Shane?
Yes.
Where
like
barely anybody there unless you're autoing.
Unless you're
autoing, nobody's ever there.
Okay, now we got we got the player gallery. Does anybody have any favorites this month?
They all look shit. No, I admit, the dragon looks good. The three-headed dragon.
There's a three-headed dragon?
Yes.
Oh, there.
Bottom right.
Oh.
Oh, good God, Shane.
I like the Barrows one instead.
The Four Brothers one or the one in the wild thing?
The Four Brothers one. Yeah.
Guthan looks fat, as does Darok. They all look fat.
Yeah,
the obese Sparrow brothers.
Too bad they don't have a six-pack, huh? Well, they have a four-pack, so.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Oh, shit.
Player submitted polls number 3. Our poll, Trekkie, didn't get in there.
Say what?
Our poll that we sent in didn't get in there.
What poll did
it
you
never
get
this, dude. It's never gonna go in. You know it.
The one what about which quest? It was about which quest series would you like to see finished next?
Like just completely end it.
Weren't you like trying to push them to do the Morning Zen quest?
Yes.
Do more of that.
Dude, that's what we were hoping for. I mean, I think they're using I think they're using that quest as a way to like get people to play the game and become members and stay being members. Because in a way, you want to find out what the hell's going on.
Like that's
but yet,
it's more suspenseful than waiting for like the next season of Star Trek or 24.
Waiting for the next season of Star Trek is no suspense for me.
Star Trek is dead, Shane.
It's
dead.
Not.
Okay. Yes, it is.
On to the topic at hand here. How many times have you died in the wilderness from Anonymous? Apparently, how many times have you killed someone in the wilderness? From Anonymous. 1 to 5, 33%, 6 to 20, 22%, I've never killed anyone in the wilderness, 16%. Then it just goes down from there.
I had 60, no, Yeah, what am I thinking?
6% say over 500 times.
Damn.
Brad, how many people actually have you killed?
I think I may be killed too.
On clan forums, you do actually see people posting huge directories of kill shots on RuneScape, so I would believe some people have killed over 500.
Yeah, about, I would say that's
4,000 people, maybe?
No, not that many, I'd say.
Okay.
Maybe a few.
How many did the Zodiac Killer guy kill?
What Zodiac?
Mm. In San Francisco.
Zodiac Killer in San Francisco. Shane is going nuts because he saw the preview of it for a movie.
That's
he's
nothing
like wondering
to do
if I
with
ever met him.
RuneScape. This
but
is
you
RuneScape
could theme your
updates.
Name about theme your name about being a Zodiac Killer.
Why would you want to? Unless you were some sick copycat in a pixel Java game freak.
I'm just trying I'm just trying to make Trekkie unhappy.
Too late.
Okay, if monsters of RuneScape took over, where would you hide? 36% say they would stand and fight, 14% your house. Then
other
6% is disguised as a monkey.
That's just
Who wouldn't disguise themselves as a monkey? I'm sure it's easier for some people rather than others, but
you know, I think I said the monkey one. I said I'd disguise myself as a monkey.
Why?
Yeah, and you know
then
what
I could
else,
just
Shane?
Go hide on the island.
Are you saying you look like a monkey?
No.
You know what else, Shane?
What?
You would also become a sandwich.
What? He started the deluded ramblings early this episode.
Don't you remember in the quest you can use monkey meat to make a sandwich?
No.
Seaweed sandwich?
No.
It's a three brothers thing.
I just log out. Or X the window.
Well, there's
or
a
teleport.
Good idea. I don't know.
I believe I chose other.
Yeah, I don't know where. I'd probably just disguise myself as a monkey, and Brad would log out, and Trekkie would say other. Good. In your opinion, what is the easiest skill to level up? 21%
fletching.
Say cooking, 19% fletching, 13%
and actually cooking
woodcutting.
Is easier.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Cooking,
but
yeah.
The thing is, cooking is one of the easiest, but then it's kind of can get expensive.
You any skill's expensive if you just buy it.
That's
if
right.
You fish,
yeah,
you fish.
But there are some skills you cannot buy.
Like mining.
Yeah, like mining or fishing. Or
oh, and cutting. Get this. At this, people say that that defense isn't easy to level up. That's down there with Herblore and farming. I fail to see.
Is that why pures are pure? Leveling defense is too hard.
Well, I don't see how that makes any sense because defense should be the same as attack, right?
Or strength.
Well, the thing is that if they still use the old RSC way a little bit in their combat status. If you switch to attack or strength, you actually hit more than being on defensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've, like...
Still isn't going to be that much more difficult.
But
I
fail to see how ranged or Herblore and farming are down at the bottom.
Because, one, farming is a b***. Two, Herblore is a b***. Agility is a b***.
Yeah, the whole of RuneScape is a b***.
You know, I might have to censor these words out.
So you're gonna be like one long beep?
Possibly. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Mother beep!
Oh, yes, and now which skill should the next mini game be based upon?
9% fishing.
Say construction, 8% runecrafting, 8% woodcutting. Oh, and sorry to ruin your hopes, Brad, but fishing is near the middle somewhere. I don't
even see. It's not the bottom.
Yeah, it's like sixth from the bottom. Out of 23.
What about farming?
Farming, that's at the bottom too. I said farming.
I said construction. Because it is an expensive skill, and if there's any way to actually like get a little bit of experience from it, instead of tears or just like draining your bank.
I'd say runecrafting. Like you get it most like 30k an hour doing that.
Nah.
Okay, well, that's it for our RuneScape updates this week. I ended up probably having to do lots of editing on that one. Okay, first audio question this week is from PFK99s. And we have three audio questions. Wow, good job, people.
Forms recently relates to Castle Wars. The thread proposes the idea of being able to wear full barrel sets, as well as possibly capes. The traditional hood and cape would be replaced with an icon, similar to the icon that was worn during the Barbarian Assault minigame. Given this information, along with the information I will attach with this question, do you believe that this idea would be a good addition to Castle Wars?
So basically, what this is suggesting is you can wear full barrow sets or capes now in there, but you'll wear an icon like you did on that one quest. What do you guys think, yay or nay?
Yes, sounds good.
I have to say no, because then you can't wear your amulet.
What? Huh?
You can't wear your amulet if you're wearing this icon in the amulet spot, you know?
Oh. Says who?
Who cares?
Because that just makes sense, because you can't have two things equipped at the same time, right?
Who cares?
I would actually say no.
Why don't they just extend that idea slightly further and just say, it's just imaginary. It just shows up as a graphic.
Oh, like a little thingy above your head, maybe, or something?
No, you see the cape and the hood on your character, but you still have a helm and your own cape on. It just, the graphic replaces that.
Oh, interesting.
You just, like, change color or something. Yeah, a lot of other games do that.
That's an interesting idea.
I would say no, because, like, you know how many noobs play Castle Wars? All of a sudden, some guy with full barrels decides to, you know, have a little fun. Gonna be a lot of death.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's not really their problem. If they have a problem with that, they should get their own barrows armor.
Exactly. I've seen level 19 in Castle Wars before, and it's like, why the hell do you even bother?
Well, Creepy was in Castle Wars that time. He's level 3.
Yeah, well, he was just prattin' about.
Okay, well, I think we got the idea here. We say no to that topic idea, but we came up with our own idea. Thank you, PFK99s. He's been a long listener, like, since the Pika time, you know?
Old school listener.
Now, the next question is from GZ Pro, which I have to download, so give me one sec. I didn't download this one.
Jesus. You fail, Shane.
I downloaded... Let's do Red Rooster 5's question right now while I'm working on downloading this one. I will play the question now.
Red Rooster!
What's the best thing that has happened to you, both in RuneScape and real life, of course? And Brad, what's up with you and 12-year-olds?
What's the best thing that's happened to you in RuneScape, Brad?
Nothing's good happened to me in RuneScape, really.
Okay, what about real life?
Meeting somebody.
Okay, who?
Which was a long time ago now.
Okay.
When I saw it?
I was 11.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, Trekkie? Nobody else does, though.
Trekkie, what's your favorite thing and best thing that's happened in real life?
Real life? I don't know.
RuneScape?
Buying a master for 1 million and finding out now it's worth 80-something.
Okay. And,
talk about inflation.
And now, for me, real life, I'd have to say, completing high school successfully and not having to worry about any grades or anything, because they're all really nice.
I was being genuine, you know, Shane. I wasn't messing about.
I know.
Good.
I know you're genuine. And RuneScape was this drag and drop I got last night. You can see a picture on shane.rsbnb.com.
I hate you.
And what's with me and 12-year-olds?
Yeah, what's with you and 12-year-olds?
Seriously, kids just annoy me. No, kids just annoy me. If they're nice, right? If they're nice kids, right? I'll speak to you, right? Just don't be so obsessive, okay?
Because yesterday, yesterday I was buying seeds, and this guy PM'd me, and he says, I'm quite insulted by Brad and what he thinks of, because apparently I shouldn't know what some word means.
What? I told him a bad word.
No. He was saying that me and you said that there's some word that 12-year-olds shouldn't know, but he knows it.
No, I mean, like, it all depends on the person. Not every 12-year-old is like some criminal and should know this and shouldn't know that. Some 12-year-olds are actually pretty mature people, some probably more so than me, but that's not very difficult. I just think it's the person. A lot of 12-year-olds like reach that phase and they're almost at teens and there's like a big hormone rush and they're like hyperactive and bouncing off the walls and like, but most are fine. It's the few spoiling it for the majority. Just,
oh,
I don't hate you. I
there
don't
you go.
Hate you.
There you go.
Oh,
thank
you. Oh,
that's from
Shane,
Red Rooster.
You know, hey, actually, I have something to add to that. Yesterday, I was heading to pest control to meet my friend because he wanted to do some games really quick. So I teleported to Fallen Door. Suddenly, I see these two guys have a conversation, right? And one of them said, oh, I'm 11 years old. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I start running to PC. All of a sudden, I see him walking and following me. And he keeps following me, walking all the way to the docks.
And he's saying,
and like,
do
halfway
a remote,
there,
do a remote.
No, he couldn't get close enough, but I knew what he wanted. He was like at the edge of the compass, and I'm just running like.
You just kept playing with him, little closer, little closer.
No, I just kept running, and he just kept walking. And then like halfway there, he starts running, and I'm like, God damn it! And then
okay.
A grandma shotgun shot him in the head.
Okay, well that's not good. Okay, the audio question now from GZ Pro.
Brad and Shane, please immerse some of us Americans in Canadian and British slang.
Fags.
Well,
slang. This should be fun.
Canadian slang is pretty much the same as American slang.
I've said plenty of things. I saw this amazing SIG yesterday talking about Canada. I'll try and find it. It basically says Canadians are holes.
Oh God.
Eh? I'm still putting that my RSP and B stick. Anyway.
Okay.
Slang.
Now, British slang.
British slang.
Fags?
No, that's I've said plenty of things to Shane that he's not had an idea about. Do you know what snog means? Do either of you two know what snog means?
Negative.
No.
I'm gonna snog you. Right. Snog is like a French kiss. So
okay.
if a British man
that
says
involves tongue, huh?
Yes, if a British man says, I'm going to snog you, run. What else? Let me think. British slang. It's difficult because it just seems normal to me. No, for every. That's. I guess you.
Is
no, because you know it. So
I saw a topic about chavs. Are those some sort of British slang?
They're like people who dress up in tracksuits and like act really. Like gangsters and really thuggish and stuff like that. Let me just. British slang and I'll see if there's. Dictionary of English Slang.
Oh, there we go.
Yo, dog, check this out. I was cruising around the road.
Okay.
Suddenly a 411 goes, I don't know.
Most of these I don't know. There's a whole, like, Cockney rhyming slang, which is, like, really confusing. That's, like, even I don't know half of that. That's, like, you know, apples and pears. You know what apples and pears are? Not the fruit. If you say, I'm going up the apples and pears, what's
no.
it mean? The stairs. See? Rhyming slang. And
oh,
you say,
actually,
like... There's loads of crap like that, but yeah, English slang is like almost like it's been devised by somebody under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Let's move on.
Okay.
Hey, you guys know the
thank you, GZ Pro.
What's it called again? Shoot, I can't remember.
Okay, well let's move on
to
the next question.
I'll come up.
Shane, if someone paid you $1,000, would you set up their website? Yeah, Shane and Brad, do you like
probably.
My avatar from the Beatles?
I saw his avatar.
I haven't seen it, and I can't be bothered to see it, so I will not.
It's basically Picard shooting up some fat kid.
Yes, fat kids deserve to... No, they don't.
Now, be careful. And, no, I have...
I'm
going to
upset someone else.
I have too many other things to do. I can't be bothered with setting up your website.
For $1,000?
No, I just have too much to do.
Well, what about just get that? Tell Mike to do it?
Mike's more busy than me.
So? There's no time limit, so just have him do it and...
Yeah, take the money and then I'll do it. There we go. That's a good idea. Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Brad, read the next one. Okay, Trekkie, read the next one.
I hate you.
Do it.
Shane, I want to do Legends, but I'm missing 11 Herblow levels. I'm currently level 34. What's the best way to get it up? Sockman.
What's the best way to get it up?
Well, ideally what you want to do with Herblore is make the best potion you can. So what that would entail is making some energy potions. I can sell you some Herolander for that. And make attack potions and strength potions. Don't bother with normal defense potions. You want to save your Ranner Weeds for prayer potions when you get the chance.
When I was training for Legends, you know that spot outside of Yanville? Sorry, Yano?
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah, I just killed all those Chaos Druids for all the herbs, and then I made a whole bunch of potions, and then when I got to, level 44, I just drank a green ale thing, and I made a whole bunch of super attack potions. So I got up to 45 pretty quick.
Okay.
Basically, I just traded pots for herbs and stuff, mostly.
I am recording the show right now. That was was from Sockman. Okay,
we
Shane,
know you're recording the show.
Shane, can you do an impression of Brad? And Brad, can you do an impression of Shane?
Go on,
Alex?
Shane, do an impression of me. Go on, Shane.
I don't have the British accent. Or else
yeah, I'm neither do I.
Okay, hello, I'm Shane 12. No, I can't do an impression of you.
I think I could do it. Hello, this is Shane 12888. I'm here today with Brad and Tricky. We're all with episode 108.
Hello, this is Shane 12888. No, I can't. I've never been one for impressions.
Hello, my name is Brad, and I'm here doing show 108.
I'm not from Sweden, you fool. Why is every time you try and do an accent, it comes out like Swedish or Germanic?
I don't know.
Good God, Shane. Good God. One lump or two?
One lump or two? I don't like tea. Bugger off.
One lump or two?
Shut up. I don't speak like that.
Okay. Well, I can't, and Brad can't either, so there we go. Thank you, Alex. Do you have sensitive teeth? Mine are so sensitive that I can't watch someone bite an ice cream cone. Also, what are the other show titles for the contest? I'm sorry, but we just can't tell you what those show title contests are until we actually have the winner on. I know you probably are thinking that yours is better than everyone's, but
we'll find out very soon. We picked a clear winner.
Whoa. Yes. Okay, do you have sensitive teeth?
No, I don't. Well, no, semi-sensitive, not too sensitive.
Yeah, mine aren't that bad. Like, I can, chew on an ice cream cone easily, so yeah.
I hate that.
I get brain freezes more often than I get,
You need to put your tongue on the roof of your mouth when you're drinking something. That'll
give
you brain
freeze. I read that.
Okay.
You just got dropped, Shane.
From MSN. Oh, okay, bring me back in. Okay, that was from KJTH 2003. Next question, Brad, you read it.
What's your favorite Pokemon from each of the generations? Okay.
That's from Lord Zamorak.
Okay.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
God. Snorlax.
Okay.
Snorlax owns all because he sleeps.
Trekkie?
And he's huge.
Trekkie?
From the original, I gotta say Mew.
I have to say Charizard from the original one, because that's like a flying dragon, it's a bird and a fire one all in one, you know?
My grandmother has the initials Mew.
Oh, really?
M-E-W.
Martha.
No.
Eleanor.
What about
Woodward?
No. That's weird you say that, because my auntie's second name is Eleanor. She remarried, but anyway.
Okay.
Let's see. What about gold and silver?
I don't know
the rest of them. Snorlax owns all, period.
I don't know many from gold and silver.
Everybody knows.
I don't know. Thank
you,
what's
funny?
Lord Zamora.
Actually, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to get in trouble for that.
Okay. Shane, I accidentally washed and dried my iPod. It was in my pocket. Do you think I should get another? If so, which one?
Get a pink one.
You know,
girls love pink.
Yes, but as I was saying, the iPhone just came out. And overdue for a long...
iPhone's a bust.
Huh?
iPhone sucks. $600.
We're long overdue for a new iPod, so I just wait if you can. for the next new one that's coming out. Hopefully it'll be like the iPhone screen.
Get a pink one.
Okay, Brad says get a pink one. I say get to wait.
Okay. Black.
Thank you. That was from Sorter24. Okay, Brad, this next one's for you.
Okay, Brad, what sparked your pet hatred of Australia? Well, no, we could be here sometime. No, basically, it was...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Well, like, first off, the fact they're a British, like, former British colony, like, you know, like...
Well...
The second that they act like they're so high and mighty above everyone else, when really they're all the descendants of British convicts. Three, the fact like, that they act like Australia is their homeland, when in fact the Aborigines lay claim the white man just came in afterwards and all that crap. The fact they have the most annoying, whiny accents in the world. The fact that all Australian guys are so full of themselves. The fact that most of the girls are ugly but have annoying voices as well. Most of them, I said most. And also the fact that there have been almost every Australian person in my life, bar one, has pissed me off no end. No, bar two, has pissed me off no end.
So, crack it, mate.
I have a lot of...
jam my finger in his asshole.
Oh, Steve Irwin. I can't say anything, because I could make loads of jokes about Steve Irwin, but I'd probably get jumped on and be called a moron, so...
Yeah, and
who cares?
My thoughts on Australia.
He was trying to do
let's
something
just say
naughty to that
let's
man.
Just say I'd prefer New Zealand over Australia.
What? Because you love Agent Waffles?
No. It's just that the country is smaller, and it seems like they're it's not as big of a country, you know, and. Yeah, basically, stuff like that. I know there's another reason, but I forget it.
Is it an ex-staff member?
No. Oh! Maybe.
I don't think she even listens to this anymore, so you don't have to worry.
Yeah, well, people probably know
she
who
hates us anyway,
about.
So... She hates us anyway.
Yeah, well,
I have
is...
no problem with her.
Huh?
Never what? Mind, let's move on.
You know, I think this is more suited to an after show.
Whatever.
You can't tell them what we talk about after the show?
No. I'm just saying that if you guys want to talk about this, we should talk about it on MSN or something.
I don't want to talk about this. Let's go.
Okay,
next
that was
question.
From Burnt Joint. Shane, I want to train strength up to 70. Would pest control be the best way? If so, could you tell me a really good world from Skillpier 100?
Impossible.
Yes, pest control would be a good way, but no, I can't tell you a really good world.
Impossible to find a good world because they always change.
That's why you enroll in a place called Heart Unit or some other
organization. Heart Unit sucks. I say it right now. Heart Unit is the worst clan because their admins are idiots.
Hang on a minute. If he wants to get, 70 strength, hang on a minute, 70 strength. Likely thing is he won't meet the requirements for Heart Unit.
That's right. It's 105 combat.
Exactly, so we won't then. Unless he's like 99 attack, 99 defense.
Okay.
I just go on like a really populated
78.
World. Or 2, or 6.
No, 2 and 6 aren't good.
You're not good.
78 is okay, but... I don't know, if you go there, it's better to look and see who's like... advertising.
Yeah, and then trade them someone or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or get a high-level friend in Heart Unit and get them to leak the worlds to you.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing
that. Yeah,
that
works.
So don't
like
count on that.
Like, they'll never really, really find out unless you, like, do something stupid.
Like go, I'm leaking the worlds!
And one thing I don't get is... The people there, they tell them to use the redemption prayer because it's a heart, right? But thing is, if people see that, they're going to know that's a Heart Unit world, so then it gets leaked right away. So,
if they see a lot of people using one prayer, they're going to know it's that, and they're going to know. So it's not like...
Okay, that was from Skillpier 100. Brad, take the next one.
Okay, I have 65 wood cutting. And I don't know if I should start cutting maples and start burning them for my fire-making goal. I currently have 73 fire-making. Should I continue with willows? Yes, willows are the fastest.
don't know.
Yeah, they are, actually. Yeah, they are.
I just like maples. I don't know. I just like maples.
I think you'd cut more in the time... You could cut 1,000 willows way faster than 1,000 maples.
Yeah, this has been tested. Mike tested this before. How do you think you want skill of the month?
No, I have a theory behind this. I'm not just saying it's better woodcutting experience. The faster you get the logs, the faster you can burn them, and thus more fire making.
Actually, no. If you want fast woodcutting, willows was the best way. But if you want woodcutting and fire making, maples was the best way.
North of Sears, I guess.
Right. Right.
Always.
Oh, also, you can hopefully they'll be releasing an update where you can make maple syrup.
Oh, you fucking Canadians.
That was from Zach.
Well, actually, in a way, you can. You just go to a maple tree, and then you grab a knife, and then you with a bucket, and just... But I think it was for a quest.
Okay. What is your favorite type of biscuit? From Blade Canny 94.
Chocolate-covered biscuits.
Did you guys, like, call them something different over there? Like, here, a biscuit is basically a dry piece of bread with flour on it. Yeah.
Biscuit.
Hang a minute.
It's like a roundish kind of a thing with, you know, with holes in it.
Yes, we know what
biscuits are, Shane. We've been to KFC.
Well, you don't get biscuits at KFC.
Yes, you do.
Do you?
Yeah, you do here.
Yes.
You people messed up.
Oh, you have KFC in Germany.
You have KFC everywhere, Shane. I was like, I remember like ages ago we were talking about McDonald's, and you were like, oh, you get McDonald's in Germany. Like, you get McDonald's everywhere, Shane.
Yes, Shane. You know, just a fact, there has never been a war where McDonald's has been in the country. They never fight each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, there's no McDonald's in Iraq.
They're starting to. They're starting to.
I'm googling McDonald's in Iraq.
Okay,
McDonald's opened. Oh no.
I don't have any idea of a favorite biscuit. Brad likes chocolate covered Trekkie.
I don't like biscuits.
Yeah, I prefer bagels.
I hate bagels. Bagels are nasty.
Oh gosh. Okay, next
one. I'm not that much of a bread person unless you like do sandwiches or something.
Sometimes when you're playing games, do you need to remind yourself for a minute that it's just a game from Kevin?
No, I never get that into it.
No, neither do I.
But I do, but then it's more of like...
You know, the only time I think I'd need to remind myself of that is like when you have like a holodeck kind of thing. But I would like one of those for like Counter-Strike and stuff, you know?
I never forget it's just a game. It's just a game. I'm just looking at some screen where some images are just moving about. It's not real life.
That's right. That was from Kevin. Oh, and this next one's for you, Brad.
Okay.
Leave the last part out, because we've answered that so many times.
How do you rate RSBNB compared to other well-known fan sites? What features do RSBNB have that other fan sites don't have, such as a podcast, for instance? This question may be answered by everyone. Be honest, though. Certain fan sites in particular...
Do I keep it PG-13 then?
Other fan sites seem to borrow ideas permanently without having enough. Oh, I don't know. Having enough. What's the word? Having enough intelligence to come up with ideas of their own. Some like. People like to, you know, usurp ideas, you know, I don't know what I'm saying. A lot of fan sites are bad.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Shane.
Said by Brad.com, and you can kind of...
Scroll down.
Hey, Shane. Shane.
What?
You realize that without Brad cursing, his response was, like, completely boring as hell?
Yeah, but... If we need to keep it
that's because I couldn't concentrate. People are... No, all I'm saying is, I think fan sites compared to RSBNB in the way that they already have a large member base, whereas RSBNB never did to start with. But as far as features goes, RSBNB has more than any other. And the only fan sites that have been able to come near RSBNB in terms of features have been the ones that have directly copied our ideas, implementing them after we have. Way after we have. And that comes for both site ideas and community ideas.
Technically, we don't have the most features, though, because there are not guides up on the site yet.
I mean, besides guides. I would say guides is a feature.
Okay, so we're talking about innovational features, then.
Yes.
Okay.
RSBNB is the most innovative.
Exactly. That is the point. That is what I do with each of my projects, is I go ahead, look around what other people don't have, and I make the innovative features. And to a certain extent, Mike does the same thing. For example, with the high scores, that is something that nobody has. And it, from what I've seen, it beats all other high score systems, like 10 to 1. So RSBNB
you go around
specializes
other sites, you go around other sites seeing what they don't have. Some other people from other fan sites go looking around here, seeing what we do have and copying it.
Hey, Shane. You should start expanding.
Expand or die.
That's natural selection.
That is also a Ferengi rule of acquisition.
You remember what number?
No, I don't remember what number it is.
That was the worst.
Right, I think it's like number 53 or something.
Let me check my Star Trek dictionary.
Okay, what about you, Trekkie? What do you think on this one?
What about what?
On the question.
Well, it's a good site. I mean, I've been here for, 2 years, 3 years? Give or take.
Uh-huh.
I met some good people. I, you know, gained a lot of good power that I don't abuse, or like Brad does once in a while.
I don't abuse power.
Issue. You make me look bad. Yeah, you know, that's it. And you know, like in the beginning, Shane, your calculators just rocked, okay? You completely changed how calculators work in RS.
That was Mike's idea.
Yeah.
Yes, give Mike the praise.
Yes. But okay. I do take credit for the goal six. First goal six out there.
How long before certain other sites launch? Oh wait, they did!
About 2 years or something, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Get the times.
Okay,
August 5th.
From Jaden.
Oh, you know what, though? I was actually going around some RS forums a couple, like, a week ago, and I saw a lot of your goal stakes, Shane.
Good job.
I saw
a lot
of them. So, yeah, your site is popular. Haha.
Okay, this last one's from Kelsey. Trekkie, you read it.
Who was your first crush and how did it turn out? I hate you! Well, first of all, Shane is a loner and, you know, probably hides in the bathroom a lot. So he never had a crush.
Oh.
See?
No.
So neither of you have ever had crushes?
I have. It just never worked out.
Shane, you've
that
never
one
looked
of those.
Shane, you've never looked at a girl and thought, "I'd like a piece of that."
Okay, we're going sort of into territory that we shouldn't be going here.
Shane, why shouldn't we?
Look, Brad, honestly, okay? Only way Shane will ever have a crush on a girl if she is completely green.
I can't believe you, I consider myself a social outcast, but I've had girlfriends.
Yeah, and you don't want to know what Trek he's talking about.
Oh. Yeah, like Star Trek girls.
Yeah, probably.
So is anyone going to answer this question, or are we all just going to tiptoe around it like little girls?
I already answered it.
I honestly
it says,
I
who was your first
it.
Crush?
Well, I don't remember.
I think she wants juicy details, like names.
Okay, you answer.
I'll answer, I have no problem.
Okay, do it.
What? Okay, my first crush was a girl called Candy when I was 11. And it ended up in a 3-year relationship.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, shit, Brad's a ladies' man.
No, I'm not.
Moving on?
Yes, let's
Nobody
move on.
Else has any stories. I'm the only person mad enough to say a name.
I don't even remember.
Dude. Hey, Brad, you forget. I'm hopeless.
Just can't believe none of you else had a name.
Tech news. Performance regressions lead Mozilla to delay the Firefox 3 beta, which changes the roadmap. First official beta release of Firefox 3 was tentatively scheduled for late July, but the beta has now been pushed back due to performance regressions and the need for extra front-end development time, and the roadmap has been altered. And then the person from the Mozilla Corporation says, "We are driven by quality, not time. We want Firefox 3 to be something we are all proud of. Firefox front-end has had significantly less development time than the platform and has yet had the opportunity on top of infrastructure built for places, password managers, and others, so we'd like to give them until M8 to develop user-visible features on top of the core infrastructure." So basically what they want to do is they want to make Firefox 3 a major milestone than Firefox 2 was.
Yeah.
Which is a good
thing. Too bad Legacy. Too bad Legacy didn't pick up that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to install that again one day, but that was a good game, though. I played it all through.
No, it wasn't. That game sucked.
Okay, before we get going down on any digressions here, anybody have any thoughts on the Firefox 3 story?
When it comes out, it comes out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's ready.
I'm happy with Firefox 2 right now. Right? Yeah. Brad, what about you?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. You know, I've not
it's
got
just
any
a browser,
with
so
it.
I don't
I'm not switching to Oprah, so stop making your whiny forum posts. There we go.
We should, as a prank, you know that browser wars topic? We should delete it temporarily. See what
People
happens.
Would, well, we should just ban all, like...
No, what you should do is, like, take it out and just put a new sticky that says Firefox to use... Firefox rules, get over it.
It's a really
or
pointless...
Any, or what you... Oh, I know, actually, it's better for April, but what you should do is, like, if you're not using Firefox by April 2nd, you will be banned.
It's a really pointless topic, because it's basically people going, Oprah is better than Firefox, and then basically some other people come along and go, no, Oprah is better than Firefox, and no, Oprah is better than Firefox, Firefox is better than Oprah, Oprah is better than Firefox, and you have that over 100 posts. It's stupid.
Okay. Beta of Vista Service Pack 1 may arrive sooner than expected. Service Pack 1. And there hasn't been any zero-day exploits since Vista shipped in January. Which I'm quite impressed about that. So it might be time to upgrade. When are you guys upgrading?
Never.
If my sister gets it for me for free, yeah, I'll upgrade. I'll do that. But then again, I don't think my computer can handle it. It doesn't have like 1 gig RAM and whatever it needs.
Windows Vista, although not released until the public of January, first shipped in November, and many people were wondering when Service Pack 1 is scheduled to arrive. Previously, Microsoft had estimated that Service Pack 1 would not come out until later this year, with a full release sometime in early 2008. Now several outlets are reporting that... expect to see a beta as early as July 16th, with the final release due in November.
Okay.
Good for Microsoft. Like, finally, I think they're getting it, right? You guys think they're getting it with Vista?
No.
Why? Like, there hasn't been any security, major security hole since January, and any security hole that's come up has been present for XP as well, so... Technically, it's safer than XP. Because in the first 6 months of XP, there were security problems. And you guys remember that messenger spam thing?
No.
Where they'd send those things with the messenger service and it would spam up your entire screen?
No.
Oh, really? They turned that off. There's a service called Messenger, which basically allows you to send messages to another computer with the command called netsend. So what you do is you type netsend, then the IP address, and then your message. then basically what this would do is it would send a message to that IP address. Now, because Windows XP was based off 2000, this came shipped because in Windows 2000 was primarily used for businesses, so they would use this messenger service, send a message across like a workplace saying, network going down in 5 minutes, save your work. That's what they'd do with the messenger service, but they forgot to turn it off in XP. See, that was a mistake with XP, but they didn't make this mistake with Vista, so I'm fairly confident that Vista is safe to use now.
Yeah, but until the price drops dramatically,
it's not going to.
Computer, yeah, I'm not going to get it anytime soon.
Okay.
Should we move on to rants?
Yeah, that's all I had for tech news, because last week I had a huge, huge tech news area.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start first.
Okay.
The best and only solution I have seen to the macro academic we are all currently faced is a RuneScape lockdown. No new account for the next 6 months. Ban all macro accounts in the first month, and then over the next 5 months, build a foolproof anti-macro program. Jagex will have revenue as members still play, and there are 1 million of us. Haha, Shane. Old members who quit may return. Only good can come from a total lockdown for long-term players of this game. To play support this RuneScape lockdown, alternatives during the lockdown to no credit creation accounts created by invitation only. You can invite friends to play, but if you're using third-party software, your accounts get a serious look at, and if they get banned, you lose your right to invite other players to play. I am currently against a lockdown as much as you are, but maybe you have not seen me around long enough to know my writing style. I created this thread to, yes, spark some debate, but to highlight an extreme scenario. We are in the midst of a macro academic, and I'm frustrated that over the past 2 years, I have not seen anything better. I have not seen it get worse. I have only seen it get worse. And It is now not just confined to freeware. It's affecting all members' worlds. If I create this extreme scenario, people either hate it or love it, but there is no middle ground, and we are on the edge. But what I hope for is the players will see it as an extreme end of the scale, propose more viable solutions to the problem faced by us all. I create threads and look for help to create better answers. If it gets player talking, I'm satisfied, because even in heated debates, I can find a note I sparked someone else's brain somewhere else in the world. Maybe you're too dislike this idea and can't think of less extreme alternatives, and maybe you believe I should provide them all, but that's still not me. I probably cannot provide you that for you, but that's my style, so now you know.
What do you guys think? Should something like this happen? No new accounts for...
No. Like, no. Oh, I mean, you can't, don't lock it down. I mean, true, this is like in the extreme, but I don't know. I say the best way is just put a whole bunch of muggers all over the world.
Yeah.
Because most of them are level 3 anyway, okay? They're going to get their ass kicked. You know how it is. You get hit, or you run. You get hit, you run. You get hit, you run.
So what about all the level 3 skill pairs?
Exactly. Well, they can fight. They can fight.
But what if they don't want to fight?
Exactly.
Well, no, the thing is, right? Here's the thing, though. If I've seen, you know, where Honorers mostly hang out, it's mostly like almost in the middle of nowhere or like really, really far away. You know what I mean?
Like those places, like the yew trees and stuff.
Yeah, like where it's like where no normal people will actually do, because it's like it'll take you forever.
Hey, I got an idea.
You know,
let's say you get this random event called an Ottaware Prevention Event APE. You get an APE. It summons the APE and it gives you. It makes you, let's say it makes you answer a strange box, it makes you answer a key that it that they tell you, like, through your speakers, you know? And then if you don't, because I don't think macros can answer those, like, they could hear the sound.
I don't have the sound
no,
on
don't,
when I played
don't
RuneScape.
Do those, don't
no,
do
no,
those.
No,
don't.
I'm not done yet. So you answer a key, or a strange box, and a visual cue on the screen. Like, you say, what is something around the surroundings? Right?
Watchwords can handle visual cues. That won't work.
Okay, then the audio cue will get them. And if they don't get one of these, then you summon a dragon that they can only see, and the dragon kills
again,
them.
Again, what about the people who don't play the sound on, like me?
Well, these sounds would still come through the speaker system.
No, but the thing is
turned off.
Yeah.
I play with my speakers off, my headphones off most of the time on the computer.
Really?
All these ideas, no offense, are shit. The only person who had the good idea for stopping autoers was UDS Cap when he said they need to make training skills more like mini games. It needs to be, you know, like it needs to be just made more complicated. Not
so
as
like
simple
how it
as
was in RuneScape Classic.
I don't know.
It wasn't complicated back then.
It just needs to be
it
made
doesn't
more.
It involved a lot of clicking.
Yeah, it just needs to be like more simple than just right clicking on something.
So like trees that run around.
No, just, I mean, maybe it says, you know, click here.
No, what I think...
I don't know, but your ideas suck.
Well, maybe it's something like, basically, it's like, if you cut off a tree, a new tree can grow. So basically, the tree is, like, completely, like, in the same area.
Yes,
but the trees
yeah, that's
will, like,
good.
Go all over the place.
That sounds
like,
good.
In a way, if you're actually playing, you can see, okay, this one changed, this one's done. Most likely, it's going to change to something, a new tree, so you just go somewhere else. And you can find out which one's which.
Yeah, well, hopefully they do something about this soon because it is becoming a problem. Like,
yeah. Remember
it is a problem, but it's becoming a bigger problem. Like they were doing fine for a while, and then it's going out of control again.
You remember when the prices of sharks just tanked?
Yes.
So devastating.
Okay. Next
that was so
about defense. I'm taking this one, and then Brad can take the last one.
Pure hater. Pure hater. Pure hater.
Well, this isn't a long rant, but just an observation. I am 98 defense, and recently I noticed that my defense counts for nothing, and I'm being hit more than people with 80 defense when training. Before you say I'm just upset that I'm being hit, take note that I wear full Gothans, which has an extremely good defense bonus. I use super defense potions while training. So my point is, why am I getting hit so much when I have 98 defense, super defense potions, and someone with lower defense gets hits less? Note, I'm not talking about PvP. I'm talking about fighting monsters when I do Slayer. I get hit much more than people who are next to me and who have lower defense levels. Something to note about this. Most rants are about PvP, but my observation is with general combat and fighting, the same monsters who have defense in the 70s get hit less than me. All thoughts are welcome. I'm going to say I have to agree with this one as well.
The thing is, like, it might be a little bit like RSC related, because during RSC, a lot of peers would just like get to a certain level in defense and you just stop completely. Basically, it's supposed to be like a super number thing, where it's like this is some, like by the code, it just like gives better defense than 99 or something like that. So it's like, oh, if I get to like 64 or something like that, I basically would get hit less than if I was had 99 defense.
Okay.
So it might be.
But they need to fix the system, don't we agree, so that defense actually means something, and that peers suffer, because then why doesn't everyone become a peer then, you know? Because it just needs to be fixed.
Yeah, but Shane, do forget, I got 99 attack, and I still hit a 0 on chicken.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly.
So there is really no point in getting 99 stat unless you just want to show off now.
99 attack is obviously going to hit more than, say, 90 attack or something. But you can't expect that you're going to hit on every hit. That would be unrealistic.
On a chicken?
Yeah, on a chicken.
No, I'm just saying. So
that's kind of like, you know, that's kind of like, say, all right, the chicken's no, right. Like, you know,
I think it would be more unrealistic if you, as 99 attack, you always hit on everything a lower level than you. I mean,
not everything. I'm just saying, like, you know, it should be like,
so you want to one hit every chicken?
Hell yeah. Dude, I don't train on chickens anyway, but still.
Yeah, okay. It's a chicken is what level? What level's a chicken?
3.
So you should be able to like hit it, right?
Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense. Anything else before we move on to the next one? If you're running a little over time again?
Nope. I have nothing
who cares?
To say.
Okay, this last one's for you.
Okay, simple as that. Why don't we have big screen? I think the time has come to move on to better resolution. I love this game, but the interface is so small that it's hard to see, and I can't see big monster, like dragons or even demons. Whoever liked the small tiny screen can stay with that, but I want bigger screen size. Currently, I make it bigger by changing to 800x600 resolution, but it's still ugly, and I want the sidebar and the chat box to stay as they are. Only the interface should be bigger, so I can see more of the world around me. Jagex, it's time to step up a level and upgrade your great game. With this update, I think you gain a lot more members. Think about it. Anyone who wishes to support this run should step up and don't just read and ignore its very important, spelt wrong, with an E. Please state I support if you are. Don't give me a pointless comment like posts for. Note, the client, spelt wrong, it has an E. You seem to get E's and your A's mixed up. You can download from the website. It still gives the same screen size. It only makes the game use lower memory for the PC. Another note, I know that you can increase the size of the page by pressing F11, but I'm talking about the game itself, not the browser. I want full screen with the game full screen. It means a small character size, only a bigger interface. Thanks. I would like to see it slightly bigger, but I don't know whether full screen is
no.
Right.
See, if you guys remember that technically accurate poll from when you were away, half the people don't know their screen size, but Jagex really shouldn't have to poll the people for that, because if you think about it, the standard for web development over the past, like, 3 years has been 1024 by 768. So,
yep.
You can go 1024 by 768 nowadays and be perfectly fine. For instance, on any new projects that I work on, the new minimum resolution you need is 1024 by 768. RSBNB doesn't support 800 by 600 anymore. So, it's just time to move on. Like, this is something that happens every day,
you know?
Or
maybe he should just get glasses.
That doesn't help, because he wants more screen real estate. But I've always had big screens. Like, my 19-inch LCD I use for Windows is 1280 by 1024. The MacBook is 1440 by 900. And my main screen here is 1680 by 1050. So, there's nothing really to be said here, but it's probably coming, because if you guys noticed, you can click anywhere on the interface now.
Oh.
Like, anywhere on the interface, like, say, like, the players, when you click on a stack of players, before it only used to stay in the game window, now it actually overlaps, like, into the chat box. So, personally, I'm inclined to say that a bigger screen resolution is coming.
Meh.
Okay,
I think they should still fix the player stack thing.
What's wrong with that?
Once in a while, it's just, like, you just have, like, 100-something people standing on one square and trying to find your friend. That's... Ugh.
Yeah.
Did you know how it is when you're in World 2, all of a sudden some noob dies to a random event? All of a sudden there's, like, a new pile for all this stuff. You're trying to get to this stuff, but you can't because all the people are on top.
Okay, well, that's enough for that rant. On to other things. The RSBNB high scores have been released. Highscores.rsbnb.com. As far as I know, what you need to be in them is your RuneScape name in the field on the forums and 30 posts or more.
And please do not use fake usernames.
Yeah, and actually, there's a rule about using fake usernames. It's in our rules. Anybody
Hello?
I just muted myself. But anyways, as I was saying, anybody who we find using fake usernames will be given a warning, because that's just really not right to be using fake usernames.
Official warning?
Yes, an official warning.
Yep.
But yeah, the high scores are pretty neat. Trekkie, you're in them.
So, What?
You're in the high scores.
Yeah, I know. I'm ashamed, though.
Yeah, and for some reason it thinks that Warren isn't a staff member.
Maybe when the system was pioneered, he wasn't.
Maybe. We need to ask Mike about that. But Brad, you're not in it either, because you quit. It's got things like average XP today, average levels. Oh, if anybody wants to know, the average farming level on RSBNB is 48.
And I think the average combat is like 49 or something.
Average combat 60.
Really?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, it was 40 something.
Next thing, informer applications open. We are looking for 2 to 3 P2P writers. I've gotten, I think, 2 applications, so keep sending them in.
Mm-hmm.
rsbnbinformer@gmail.com. But
no
please...
full show next week. I got a special.
There you go. Yes. And, one sec about that. But as I was saying, please read the topic
are
before.
Are you away next week?
Yes. So please read the topic before before sending your application. Yeah, I'm away next week. I'm actually back on the 25th. So it'll be a quick
party
to get the show done on the 26th. You're here on the 26th, right, Brad?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yes, and no show next week. I'm putting together a special. I need to interview a few people, but yeah, that'll be out. What have we been doing, Brad?
Not much.
You've been sick?
Not much.
I've been... I know I have some, like, outlandish views, but I don't think calling me sick is very nice.
That's what we call it here, sick.
I was being sarcastic, yes. I've not been very well.
So are you... What are your symptoms?
Just... You don't... People don't want to know this.
Sure they do.
I've been vomiting.
Are you okay now?
I still feel like shit, but whatever.
Okay. Tracky?
Well, get some chicken noodle soup, okay?
What have you been doing?
Nothing. I've been playing games on my computer and downloading patches for those games.
Okay. I've been working on farming, yes, working on farming again.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I take donations of magic seeds.
Oh, Jesus.
Why don't you donate me something, Shane?
Sure, I'll donate you something. Come see me after on RuneScape.
Right.
Speaking of this, if you guys... I was shown this by... There's this high-level person who doesn't have overall ranked. You can see it on the blog at chain.rsbnb.com. It's called a high-score anomaly.
Stop plugging your
Oh, yeah, and I got my first dragon drop last night. You can see that there, too.
Yeah, you said that already. And don't forget, you found an anomaly on your calculators where money does grow on trees.
Yeah, it says money does grow on trees. It's a picture of the farming calculator.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
That's so funny.
You know, well, it used to grow on trees. Not anymore.
Yeah, so is there anything else about this? Like, anything? Are we done? Or
I think we are done.
Okay, so with that said, this has been RSBNB Update 108 with Trekkie and Brad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.